This summer, visitors to the Institute of Contemporary Art's Watershed in East Boston will find themselves immersed in indigo. The renowned artist Firle Baez told WBUR's Cristela Guerra that the majestic ruins of a palace inspired her to investigate the complicated history of the deepest blue.
Structures that look like they belong in Atlantis eclipse the inside of a cavernous space in East Boston. Firle Baez works with assistants who paint high walls with brushes and rollers and make them look as if they just rose from the depths of the sea.
So what we have at the watershed is a monumental structure inspired by a building in northern Haiti. It was the palace built by King Henry Christophe, the first northern kingdom of Haiti.
Overhead, folds of blue fabric drape across the massive gallery. Thousands of hand-cut holes allow light to stream through and dance on the back wall. The space is drenched in indigo, and you feel as though you're inside Van Gogh's Starry Night. As we look around, Baez reminds me of why this material seems so familiar, what it has represented across the Caribbean.
The blue tarp was always a constant. It either meant shelter or disaster, and many times both. So after a hurricane, you'd cover your roof that might have blown partially away.
This shade of blue has multiple meanings to Baez. Her largest sculpture to date, it represents the island where she grew up, at the cross-section of two cultures, with a Dominican mother and a father of Haitian descent. It's a pair of washed blue jeans next to the phrase, "True Blue American." It's the place where the ocean meets the sky.
You ain't never been blue till you've had that mood indigo.
It's the color Nina Simone talks about in her rendition of the jazz classic, Mood Indigo. Generations of people were enslaved to produce the cotton that fueled much of the world's economy in the 18th century. They would dye it indigo using a particular technique from West Africa.
That such a simple material and such beautiful color can have a very fraught and very brilliant history, because if you think of the science of it, the figuring out how this one particular plant that was mastered in a different geography in West Africa, and that was there a symbol of maybe status. You could exchange that material for different goods, and at certain points you could exchange bodies for a bolt of this cotton dyed in indigo blue.
Then you hear voices floating around you. They begin as you pass the structures, triggered by motion sensors, telling you stories.
A mí me trajeron mis padres, somos de México y somos de Oaxaca.
Several people start talking in different languages about their lived experiences as immigrants, about what it means to find home and family. It keeps visitors engaged, in the moment, hearing a stranger talk about their life.
Meet a life here. But my reason why my book was so coming was really to help my kids.
And just thinking of all the people who come now and who've been coming throughout the centuries, who had to make that choice, or who for whom it wasn't even a choice. They couldn't stay home.
Baez couples migration with revolution, the role it plays in Boston's history as it did in Haiti's, where enslaved people freed themselves from French colonial rule. Independence followed, as did long-standing tension, predicated on ethnic difference and political upheaval, which, most recently, culminated with the assassination of the Haitian president. Here, in the installation, histories are woven together.
And so that when you traverse this space, you have that whisper in your ear that reminds you of all the different choices that we made to be in the present.
To embed this replica of a palace in ruins in a working Boston shipyard where immigrants live plays with the concept of time. She conjures histories through these crumbling structures. The past in conversation with the present. A space of inquiry, one can wander. A glow in indigo. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.